Now, we come to Psalm 129, and this is a picture of Israel burned but not consumed. What a picture that we have here. God has delivered him, and he's in Jerusalem to worship. What a picture. Many a time they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. Why? Because God has preserved them. And verse 8, neither do they who go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. This is a very wonderful picture, and it's incorporating in not only the home, but into business. This matter of a man's religion, of his right relationship with God. You see that when Boaz came out into the field, his workers were there, and you remember they spoke to him, and he spoke to them. He said, blessed be you. And they turned right around and blessed him. May the Lord bless you. You don't find capital and labor talking like that to each other today. Now in Psalm 130, it's been called a Pauline psalm. And the reason for that is that you have here something I think that's quite wonderful, and that is it's out of the depths. There are several psalms that have called De Profundis, out of the depths. And it's a Pauline psalm because of the fact that it speaks of that which has to do with the mercy of God, and it speaks that God has delivered man out of the depths of sin and death, and he's done it not on the basis of man's works. And it was Martin Luther who said of this psalm, he said the 32nd, the 51st, and the 130th, and the 143rd are Pauline psalms. And there are psalms that teach us that the forgiveness of sins is vouchsafed to all who believe without having any works of the law to offer. This is a wonderful psalm. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ear be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? I tell you, friends, thank God. He's not going to judge us according to our iniquities. If he did, we're lost. It's by his mercy. But there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. And in his word do I hope. Only in the word of God my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Then when we come to Psalm 131, it's another one of these marvelous psalms, and it says, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Now, this is a psalm of David, and it's a very important psalm to see because it actually reveals the childlike simplicity and humility of this man David. You remember Michael, Saul's daughter, his wife, despised him because of the way that he went before the tabernacle. He said, I'm going to even be more so. I'm going to humble myself, get down in the dust before my God. And remember, he was the king. What a picture. What a glorious picture. How you and I need to get down before our God today. Very few of us practice that. When's the last time you've been down on all fours before God, my friend? And if you haven't had that exercise, that's the best setting up exercise that you can take today. Sure help you spiritually, maybe help you physically.